Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our Sunday school at 10:45, our worship service begins, and then Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can also be seen on the local cable channel 97 on the second and fourth Thursday night at 8 p.m. Our services are also found live on YouTube. Our church is located 1 mile off the Mountain View Road in Tryon. We're just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
Of pure river of
Amen. I'd like to also remind you about our Vacation Bible School here at Mountain View Baptist Church. We'll be this Saturday, the 27th, and beginning at 10 o'clock, and we'll be going to about 2 o'clock, and have classes for all ages. I'd like to invite you to come out and be with us at the Vacation Bible School on Saturday. Ezekiel chapter number 34 this morning, and start the message, and I hope you'll pray for us today. The Bible said, beginning in verse number 1, the Lord of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God unto the shepherds, Woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? You eat the fat, you clothe you the wool, you kill them that are fed, but you feed not the flock. The diseased have you not strengthened, neither have you healed that which was sick, neither have you bound up that which was broken, neither have you brought again that which was driven away, neither have you sought that which was lost, but with force and with cruelty have you ruled them. And they were scattered because there is no shepherd, and they became meat unto all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. My sheep wandered through the mountains, through every hill. Yea, my flock was scattered upon the face of the earth, and none did seek or search after them. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, saith the Lord God, surely because my flock became a prey, and my flock became meat to every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd, neither did my shepherd search for my flock, but the shepherds fed themselves and fed not my flock. Therefore, all you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my flock at their hand and cause them to cease from feeding the flock. Neither shall the shepherds feed themselves any more. I'll deliver my flock from their mouth, that they may be not meat for them. For thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will both search my sheep and seek them out. Our Heavenly Father, our God, this morning as we call upon your name, we have so many times before. We thank you, God, for the day you've given, the blessings upon our life, and for the reading of your word this morning, God. And I do pray, God, that it might go forth and accomplish where you send it today. God, open the ears of our heart that we might hear. God, open our understanding, Lord, that we might comprehend. And God of heaven, help us, Lord, that we might walk worthy of your wonderful and holy name this morning. I pray that you touch these that we made mention that are sick this morning, God, those upon the bed of affliction this morning. Oh, God, I pray that you might minister unto their needs this morning. God, I pray that this morning you'd anoint your men when they stand this morning, God, proclaiming the truths of your word this morning, God. And I pray that it might go forth, and Lord, that your will might be done. I pray the name of Christ be exalted wherever your people are gathered together this morning. You might get glory out of them this morning. I pray that you'd rescue that one, God, this morning that strayed from the fold. I throw out the lifeline to that one that feels like they're about to go under. And I most of all save that one this morning, God, that I still lost and undone this morning. Oh, God, I pray that you'd visit us with revival, how we need it so greatly in our land. I pray this morning, God, that Lord, that you'd encourage us in this day and this hour, God. I draw us unto yourself this morning. And for all of this, we'll be careful, give you the thanks and the praise and the glory for it all this morning, for it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen this morning and amen. I want to start a series of messages this morning, God being our helper, concerning the man of God. The man of God this morning. Now I want to say one thing, being our primary thought for all these messages, and I do believe that you ought to support the man of God this morning. In every way, you ought to support the man of God. You ought to pray for him when you're not in church, and you ought to amen him and support him while he's preaching in the church, and you ought to defend him this morning to those that might criticize him. You ought to support him financially this morning. I mean, the man of God is not, dear friend, this morning above, dear friend, the blessings of the house of God, but I also think that you ought to hold the man of God to the highest standard this morning. And I want to begin this series of messages this morning here in Ezekiel 34 and preach, Woe unto the shepherds. You'll notice here many times throughout this chapter that God calls into question this morning the shepherds that he has put over his flock this morning. And that's what a pastor is this morning. He is the under-shepherd of the flock of God this morning. The church doesn't belong
belong to him. He belongs unto the church this morning. But God has given him a responsibility this morning to feed the flock of God this morning. Now, he's not a church without problems. Amen. Every church has problems this morning. If you want to move your letter down the road to another church and think that they're not going to have problems, brother, you're badly mistaken this morning. But I've heard the problems blamed on the deacons, and they do bear some responsibilities as Sunday school teachers. The hypocrites, I've heard it blamed on the devil. I've heard it blamed on the days that we live in. But I want to tell you this morning, I am for the thoughts of these messages. I believe one of the main problems in our churches today is behind that pulpit this morning. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you this morning, I know the world's changing. The Bible said things were going to get wax worse and worse. But God's men are to stay the same. Amen. Dear friend, we've gotten away from the shepherd and replaced him with the evangelist. We've gotten away from the shepherd and replaced him with a professor. We've gotten away from the shepherd and replaced him with a businessman. Amen. Dear friend, God never called a bunch of deacons to run the church. God never called a committee to run the church. And God certainly never called a man and his wife, I thank God, a pastor wife team to run the church. God called a man, anointed him with the power of God, gave him a King James Bible, and told him to preach the word in season, out of season. I thank God this morning, and to be the shepherd of the flock this morning. Amen. Jesus never called himself rabbi, master, priest, or pastor, but he did say, I am the good shepherd. Amen. Dear friend, and I believe that's why many of the churches today, brother, have gone by the wayside, or dear friend, they have wandered off into the liberal means of this world. It's because the shepherds, dear friend, this morning, that have scattered the flock. The Bible said here, as the Lord Jesus Christ through the prophet Ezekiel this morning rebuked those shepherds and said, woe, in verses 2, woe be to the shepherds. Amen. Brother, responsibility lies upon us. The buck stops, brother, at the pulpit. Dear friend, we're not politicians. We can't just kick it on down the road or point the finger at somebody else. God will hold us accountable. Amen. Dear friend, for the means and the message and the message that comes over that pulpit this morning. Amen. And God help us that we remove that pulpit. Amen. So we can make room for the clowns and the magicians. Amen. We're to be ashamed of ourselves this morning. Amen. Dear friend, I want you to notice some things about the man of God. There's good things, there's bad things. Some things that you need to know this morning about the man of God. And just because you're not the man of God, this messages are just as much for you as it is for him this morning. Yes, I know every preacher this morning, I imagine, preaches to himself in the mirror before he ever gets in front of the congregation. Amen. Every message is just as much for the man of God as it is for those that sit upon the pews. Amen. Dear friend, and so I want you to notice some things this morning concerning woe unto the shepherds. God, first of all, has given to the shepherd or the pastor a great requirement. Amen. Dear friend, and that is this morning in verses number 2. God said this morning that he called them. Amen. And said, dear friend, should not the shepherds feed the flock? Amen. Dear friend, this morning I'll tell you that ought to be the major concern of the man of God. And it amazes me. I'm not criticizing or throwing rocks. I'm just preaching the word of God. You can have it the way it falls, brother. It amazes me nowadays how preachers just don't want to preach. Amen. We've called off Sunday night service. We replaced Wednesday night service with games, and we've got in the clubs and everything else. Dear friend, and so that we don't have to preach but one Sunday morning a week. Amen. We ought to be ashamed of ourselves. We need more of the Word of God, not less. Amen. We need to hear more from God. Dear friend, the fact of the matter is many of them are just too lazy to study the Word of God. How to put in the effort this morning. You say, well, they ain't but a handful will come. Well, brother, it is your responsibility to feed that handful that comes. Amen. I've heard preachers say, well, they ain't many that come to the church. Well, they need a pastor as well. Amen. A congregation of 10, they need a shepherd to feed them just like a congregation of 100. Amen. It is your duty. It is your requirement. It is your calling, brother, to stand behind that pulpit if there's 2 or 200 and feed the flock that God has given you. Amen. I thank God this morning God has required you to feed them. If you don't feed them, they'll not grow. A goat can eat anything. Amen. You can throw a tin can or a tennis shoe and a goat will sit down and chew on it. But sheep need to be led in green pastures and by the still waters. Amen. I thank God this morning. Dear friend, you must feed them and be appetizing. I let the Spirit of God spice it up. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, dear friend, I'm talking about feeding them from the Word of God. Dear friend, I'll tell you, we teach sportsmanship. Dear friend, we, dear friend, teach all other kinds of things behind that pulpit instead of teaching them how to stand against the wiles of the devil and how to reach the lost. Dear friend, we ought to preach our security of salvation. Dear friend, instead of telling jokes and reading poems, dear friend, I'm telling we've got a duty and responsibility, dear friend, to stand, dear friend, and to preach the Word of God this morning. Amen. The Bible said, reprove. Amen. Dear friend, and dear friend, this morning, correct. Dear friend, we've got a responsibility to stand with the Word of God with reproof and correction, instruction. Dear friend, rebuke. Dear friend, this morning, in season, out of season. That means when they want to hear it, when they don't want to hear it. When they say amen, when they don't say amen. I'd rather preach the Word. Amen. Dear friend, sometimes we even have to shear, but do it in love. Amen. Dear friend, listen, we've got a requirement to be leaders of the flock this morning. Amen. Dear friend, I'll tell you, it amazes me today. Dear friend, and I know what people say, brother, it's just an excuse or a cop-out. Dear friend, but we ought not to be letting the young folks teach us how to worship. Dear friend, I've heard preachers say, well, they like to worship God in their own way. Pastor, you've got a responsibility to lead your people, old and young, thank God, in the way of worship. Amen. Dear friend, to show them the old-fashioned way. To show them the old path and walk therein. Amen. To say, come follow me, even as I am following Christ. Amen. Brother, you've got to get out in front. You've got to take the initiative. Amen. Quit cowering down behind, worrying about your paycheck, worrying about what people think about you, if everybody's going to like you or shake your hand, and just stand and say, thus saith the Lord God. Amen. Man of God, woe to the shepherds, because you're not leading the flock. Amen. You've got a responsibility to protect the flock. Amen. The Bible said in John 10, Jesus said, I stand the door. I am the door of the sheepfold. And if any man enter in, he must enter in by me. Well, if you want to pass that on down, brother, the under-shepherd, you're the door of the church. Amen. And if it gets in, it ought to have to go through you. Amen. And when it rears its ugly head, when it starts to be talked about, you ought to nip it in the bud. Amen. Before it gets rooted and grounded. Amen. Keep out that doctrine that's not right. Dear friend, take and stand against that compromise. lives. Amen. I dear friend, this morning there are things, I dear friend, that the church ought not to even vote on. Amen. Man of God, you ought to stand and say, as long as I'm here, it's not going to be that way. I'm going to stay with God. And if you want it that way, then I'll pack my bags and go and shake the dust to my feet as I go out the door. I dear friend, but I'll tell you, we're not to go along and get along. We're to be the mouthpiece of the Almighty. We're to declare the whole counsel of God. We're to stand true and preach the word this morning. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. I dear friend, notice the request in verses number 3. I dear friend, this morning, God said, you eat the fat, you clothe you with the wool, and you kill them that are fed, but you feed not the flock. Amen. I dear friend, I'm telling you, God, I dear friend, will take care of the man of God through the church. I realize that. Amen. If you ask the man of God to let go of his job and to take care and to give himself unto the church this morning, you ought to support him and you ought to take care of him abundantly. Amen. I dear friend, he's not just a speaker or a lecturer. Amen. You ought not to vote on the pastor every year. Amen. I dear friend, it's not in the hands of the congregation. It's in the hands of the Lord this morning. Amen. He needs to know that he's being supported by the church this morning. Amen. He's God's anointing. And if he gets out of line, then you pray about it and you turn it over to God, not a committee. I dear friend, this morning, because I'm telling you, I dear friend, God takes care of the man of God. Amen. I dear friend, I realize this morning, a friend of mine, that God has got a sequence of leadership in the church through the deacons. Amen. They've got a use and they've got a reason. I dear friend, this morning, but the pastor doesn't work for them. He doesn't get their approval on what he ought to preach this morning. Neither does he get it from Hollywood or Nashville, either one. A sermonette off the internet. Brother, you get in the prayer closet and you get your nose in that book and you get your heart in the congregation and you let God speak to you and through you. Amen, this morning. Dear friend, but I also want to tell you, man of God, your primary job is to feed the flock. If you don't do that, brother, you failed in your duties and obligations. Amen. If everything else goes to pots, you feed the flock of God. But God also said here in verses 4 that you've got some responsibilities. Amen. He said, dear friend, this morning, the disease you have not strengthened. I believe he's talking about the shut-ins. Amen. To visit them. Amen. He said this morning, dear friend, neither have you healed the sick. Now, I know we ain't got power to heal. Amen. I'm not trying to sell handkerchiefs or little bottles of oil. I prayed over. If I could heal this morning, brother, I wouldn't be selling any tickets. I'd be clearing out the hospitals and nursing homes. I'd call 911 and say, when you get somebody, I'd just bring them here to the church and we'll take care of it. But brother, I'll tell you what I can do. I can visit them. I can hold their hand. I can pray with them and for them. It's my responsibility. Amen. Listen, man of God, if you've got somebody in the hospital, if you've got somebody on hospice, your place is there. Amen. To visit them and to let them know, dear friend, that you love them and care for them. Amen. God said it's your responsibility to go out to the backsliders. Amen. And to reach out for the lost. Dear friend, listen. Woe to the shepherds that scatter the flock. You are the one God holds responsible. Amen. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
So good to me. When I walked so long, you took me in your sweet hand. I thank you. belong on my